Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 216 on April the 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we're going to cover the trades from last week on the Volatility S&P 500 Index ETF, American Airlines and Norwegian Cruise Lines, and we discussed three new trades on Encarta Inc., Ordinary Shares, Occidental Petroleum, and Advanced Micro Devices. And it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this has been a crazy week with earnings updates, acquisitions, and plenty of market volatility. The markets closed slightly higher through Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 104 points, closing at 33,916 points. The S&P 500 Index grew 15 points through Thursday, ending the day at 4,287 points. And this is the perfect time to let you know I will be at a retreat in New York City this weekend, and because of that, I wanted to make sure that I gave you guys a show this week, so I am recording on the evening of April the 28th. That's Thursday, April 28th. You still have Friday, a full another day of trading happening this week, so the results will be only for 4 days, not 5 day results. So certainly you can see how the market closes on Friday, and everything in this show will absolutely change based on end of week pricing. So just remember, for this episode, all of the data is on the end of day for Thursday, April 28th. So now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is equity versus commodities. We're going to start a three-part series on trade design. And for today's topic, we will consider whether to execute a trade using the equity or a commodity ETF. Now, commodities have certainly been at play quite a bit during this conflict in Ukraine with Russia. And I've had several friends call me with different trade ideas that are commodity-based. They oftentimes don't know whether to execute the trade using an ETF based on the commodity or whether to find a company that is in the industry. And another simple sample or example exists when you try to decide to trade a precious metal like an ETF, like the GLD ETF, or you decide to trade a large company, a large equity company like Barrick Gold. How do you make that decision, right? If you think gold is going up, which one do you decide to trade with? Well, I like to keep it as simple as possible. So if it's a pure commodity play, I often prefer to find a pure commodity ETF to execute the trade. If there are management decisions that could affect the trade for the better, then I would decide to execute the trade using a company's equity, meaning their stock, and options obviously on the company stock. So when trading a company, you're getting exposure to the management team and the market's perception of that company's ability to execute within that commodity. If it is a pure commodity play, I like to keep the trade as pure as possible just by selecting a commodity ETF. And if the commodity ETF does not exist, then go with the company that gives you the highest amount of exposure to that particular commodity. I really do keep it that simple, and I think you should too. Remember, a good trade might not wait around for your full analysis to be complete. So keeping this part of the trade as simple as possible will increase your execution, your speed to execution, and hopefully allow you to get into an opportunity that you see as being worthwhile. So that's it for the topic of the week. Let's go ahead and get into the trade review for last week's trades. And as I already mentioned, the data here uses the end of day pricing on Thursday, April 28th. Oftentimes we'll see some additional market volatility, especially given this week's moves on Friday. So Friday's closing numbers could make all of this data incomplete or irrelevant. So just know that I am using Thursday's end of day pricing for these trades. So we'll start off with the covered call. We looked at the volatility S&P 500 index, the ETF, VIX, the VIX. That's V as in Victor, I as in India, X as in X-ray. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $28.17 per share. I looked at buying the ETF and selling the May 29 call at $3.50, which could give us a maximum return of 15.37% in 4 weeks. Well, the VIX ETF gained $1.82 through Thursday, ending the day at $29.99 per share. The call option we sold fell 35 cents, leaving us with a net profit on the week of $2.17 if you were to close the trade. Of course, you'll have the opportunity to double that profit by holding on to this trade if the stock remains above $29 per share. So at this point, no adjustments are needed. Make sure you keep an eye out on the stock and your break-even point to make sure that this trade remains profitable for you. Next up, we looked at a credit spread on American Airlines, symbol A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $20.18 per share. I looked at selling the May 20, 19 half put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents. Well, American Airlines stock fell 75 cents, closing on Thursday at $19.43 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is currently in the money, and if you were to close the trade at this point, you would lock in a loss of 12 cents. Now, given that we have three more weeks before expiration, I personally would lean towards holding off from closing this trade or altering the trade. And of course, we'll see how Friday's data does as well. I've already looked at selling the May 20 and a half 21 call spread and collecting 9 cents, but I think that's a bit premature also. This trade could still close positively in the coming week or so. I would also be fine closing the trade and selling a completely new Iron Condor, where both legs of the trade are out of the money. Now, I just want to give the trade right now a little bit of breathing room for a few days just before making a move to either nullify it or close it out or alter it. Finally, we have the debit spread from last week. We looked at Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, symbol N as in November, C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, H as in Hotel. Now, at the time, the stock was trading for $21.13 per share. I looked at buying the May 20 and a half 21 call spread for 32 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, or that's a 56.25% return in 4 weeks. Now, Norwegian Cruise Line stock fell 51 cents, closing on Thursday at $20.62 per share. The in-the-money call spread we sold is now mostly out of the money. The spread has lost 11 cents of value, and now it only has an intrinsic value of 12 cents. So this is another trade that I'm also willing to hold off on making a closing move on. We are below the break-even point, so you'd be more than justified in closing the trade out and looking for another trade at this point. But again, this is Thursday's end of day price. I am wanting to wait and see how Friday does, and also possibly Monday and Tuesday. So I wouldn't move too quickly just yet. This market has been volatile, and as long as the prices are moving, that means it could finish also in the money once again. So I definitely think there could be another move higher soon. That being said, use whatever analysis you have. Use the math to guide you. If your analysis says the market is going lower, exit and reposition to benefit from the down move. All right, that's it for the trade review from last week. Again, we are using all the trades this week are using the May 20th expiration date. And so we have a full 3 weeks before that expiration. So we'll use some May 20th options this week and also for next week. So we're going to start off with the cover call. Looked at a company, and I'm probably mispronouncing it, but I'm just going to say Encarta, Inc., Ordinary Shares, symbol N as in November, K as in Kilo, T as in Tango, X as in X-ray. The stock ended the week at $18.02 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling that May 20 call at $1.95, which could give us a maximum return of 21.81%. Now you enter this trade by buying the stock for $18.02 per share and selling the May 20 call at $1.95. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $20 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $16.07 per share. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,802, and you would collect $195 for selling the option. And I'm just going to take a moment. I know most of the brokerages these days will allow you to trade fractional shares, so you might wonder why I still price out 100 shares for this. Remember that when you trade options, each of those options or equity options are the equivalent or have a value for 100 shares of stock. So for the call option to truly be covered, you need to cover it with 100 shares of stock. All right, let's move into the credit spread for this week. I'm looking at Occidental Petroleum, symbol O as in Oscar, X as in X-ray, Y as in Yankee. The stock ended the week at $57.03 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 57-56 put spread at 40 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 60 cents. Now you enter this trade by selling the May 57 put at $3.90 and concurrently buying the May 56 put for $3.50. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $57 per share. The break-even price is $56.60 per share, and in real terms, you will receive $40 per spread that you sell and have $60 at risk. And our final trade for this upcoming week is going to be a debit spread on Advanced Micro Devices, symbol A as in Alpha, M as in Mike, D as in Delta. Stock ended the week at $89.64 per share. I'm looking at buying the May 91.90 put spread for 65 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 35 cents. That would be a 53.85% return in 3 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying the May 91 put for $6.85 and concurrently selling the May 90 put at $6.20. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain below $90 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $90.35 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $65 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $35 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. I know it's short, simple, sweet. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. I really wanted to make sure, like, I'm committed to making this show every week, so I wanted to make sure I got this out, and that's why I'm doing it a day early. Feel free, though, to email me over the weekend if you have some questions, and have a fantastic weekend and a great start to the week next week. As always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.